Day 22. Number 1.
President Mandela, did you ever try to understand apartheid?
It's difficult to understand such a phenomenon, but I think that in a country like South Africa, where the overwhelming majority of the population was black, and that the white people merely about 14% of the population, they regarded it as the best way to protect white supremacy. That's when we must fight racism to the death.
But you knew what was going to happen to you if you put up a struggle.
That was probably why we weren't surprised when we were sentenced for life. We were expecting to be executed. Number 2.
We have Calvin Klein here tonight talking about his controversial commercials, which seem to imitate pornography. Calvin, can you tell us more about it?
We thought that we were doing something that was a bit on the edge and might be interpreted as fun. It wasn't. I withdrew the ads immediately and apologized because I have no intentions of offending anyone.
Some people are saying you are also helping to create the skinny craze and eventually eating disorders.
I understand it is a serious problem, you know, and that there are people that do have eating disorders, but it's not because of our advertising. I refuse to believe it. Number 3.
Welcome, Your Holiness, the Dalai Lama. You have written a best-selling book, The Art of Happiness. Do you think you can teach people to be happy?
I do believe we have the same potential to reach the same sort of peace of mind. In this way, my experiences in the book might be a guideline.
Why do you think there is such a huge interest in the West about Buddhism?
I believe that people who have experienced material fulfillment will realize sooner or later that there is a limit to the happiness or peace materials can provide. And then they start searching for something else to provide that feeling of calm. Dictation for Day 22. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. That's when many of us felt that racism was part of South Africa and we must fight racism to the death.
That's when many of us felt that racism was part of South Africa, and we must fight racism to the death.
Number 2. But you knew what was going to happen to you if you put up a struggle.
But you knew what was going to happen to you if you put up a struggle.
Number 3. That was probably why we weren't surprised when we were sentenced for life.
That was probably why we weren't surprised when we were sentenced for life.
Number 4. We were expecting to be executed.
We were expecting to be executed.
Number 5. The ad created a response which we never expected.
The ad created a response which we never expected.
Number 6. We thought that we were doing something that was a bit on the edge and might be interpreted as fun.
We thought that we were doing something that was a bit on the edge and might be interpreted as fun.
Number 7. I withdrew the ads immediately and apologized because I have no intentions of offending anyone.
I withdrew the ads immediately and apologized because I have no intentions of offending anyone.
Number 8. I understand it is a serious problem, you know, and that there are people that do have eating disorders.
I understand it is a serious problem, you know, and that there are people that do have eating disorders.
Number 9. Everybody has different characteristics.
Everybody has different characteristics.
Number 10. But I do believe we have the same potential to reach the same sort of peace of mind.
But I do believe we have the same potential to reach the same sort of peace of mind.